And my guest today for this afternoon is Jeff Massey. Good afternoon to you, Jeff.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Thank you for coming to join me at Cambridge 105. So can you tell our listener who you are, actually, and what is your background?
Well, I represent a charity in Cambridge, which not many people may have heard of, but it's very important, called STARS. And what STARS does, it helps children in Cambridgeshire who lose a parent or some other one close to them and don't have the support that perhaps many children would enjoy, to help them get over that. So STARS steps in completely free of charge to help when they need it most, really, to get them over that very, very difficult period. And I've been involved with charities for far too many years than I can remember now. And STARS has been one of the most engaging and passionate team that I've ever been involved with. So it's a pleasure to be here to talk to them about them today.
And what is your job over there at STARS? What are you doing daily?
I'm trying to promote STARS.
Yes.
And also I'm on the income side. So I'm trying to get money in for STARS, to inspire people like Trevor Stambridge to do things to support the charity. It's quite an easy sell. I think when people are involved with STARS, have been helped with STARS, they really want to give something back. So it's one of the better jobs in the world, I'd imagine.
Yeah. And how many children do you take care of at STARS?
Last year, there was 158 children.
Wow.
We had to help. And this is all done, it's all within Cambridgeshire border.
Yeah.
And it's all done with a team of five part-time staff.
Only five people?
Yes, wow. Who work their socks off, bless them. But it's very hard to turn away a child who is referred to us needs the help, as I'm sure you can imagine.
And you said the child who is referred, how does it work, actually? Is it through GP or is it through someone in the family or friends? And, you know, how does it work, actually?
It can be anyone.
Okay.
It can be a school who notice a change in behaviour.
Yeah.
It can be a parent, so the surviving parent who may themselves be having trouble coping. It could be their carer. It could be the GP, it could be a social worker, it could be the young person themselves,
okay.
And we've had that too.
Already.
We're completely open policy, and then we obviously take it from there, we assess and see what they really need.
And how old are the children?
The youngest children we can work with are five. Before that, they just process things in a different way,
mm-hmm.
and we can't help very much. And the oldest is 25, and that's because we see a lot of young people with disabilities,
okay.
Especially learning disabilities, and
uh-huh.
respond very well to a similar kind of counselling and support that STARS delivers.
Okay. And, you know, I'm thinking as well, because I lost my dad when I was 17.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it.
And, I think, you know, at some stage you need some help.
Yeah.
Depends on your history, obviously. And I was, you know, I had my mum, my two brothers, but my dad passed away in front of us, so it was quite hard. And yes, I think it's really important to have people like you helping, you know, children. And it's really important to see the life differently and, the bright side of life, yeah.
Well, we try and encourage the family and the support networks around the child or young person to help and it, in the most organic way they can, to help process their experiences together. And where they really need our support is where that's missing. That's where we do the most sort of intensive work.
Yeah. And so the people who are working with you, they're fully trained, I suppose? They're all psychologists? And
all fully trained. Some of our volunteers are just about to be fully qualified, so working under the guidance of our fully mm-hmm. trained counsellors, all fully trained and have a passion for what they do.
Yeah. And is it so the children who are coming to see you at STARS, they all lost someone?
That's the common theme. Everyone referred to STARS, every young person has lost someone very close to them. But that may have brought up to the surface other disadvantages in their life. They may have had, it may be a second bereavement, and that's very hard for anyone to cope with. It may be that they have a disability, as I've said, or they come from a family which is in some way from maybe from a deprived or isolated area.
Yeah.
It may be they're coping with issues of bullying or something. And
yeah.
a really life-changing event like a bereavement,
yeah.
It can bring everything to the surface.
And then the is it therapy you give to the children? Is it like classical therapy? How does it work?
Not classical.
No classical. Stars is different, guys.
It follows the correct procedure. But children see the world in a different way. They learn through play. They express themselves through play, being creative, role play. So where there's a counselling session, they may be building a memory box and explaining why all the little pieces that they decorate it with and put in are important to them. They may not want to talk in a direct way about their experience, but they may describe their mood according to the weather, or, you know, is it a sunny day today, or something like that. So our counsellors find ways that children like to communicate, that they would like to express things, and work with them and the people around them to sort of bring that out so they can start to process the experience that they've been through. And that's the first and most important stage.
Yeah. And I suppose a child who is 5 won't express himself the same way as someone who is 20,
no.
Obviously.
You have to be very individual in every case. And that's what the initial assessment is about. A trained counsellor will go and we'll have a long chat and we'll really get a good feel for the young person, their family, their background, what other issues may be happening. And then we will take it from there. Yeah. But every time we see a child is different, and we act differently.
Absolutely. So we have to talk money. Absolutely. Because like you said, you are helping lots of children over there. You are 5 part-time. Mm. Where do you find the money? What can we do to help all these children?
Well, we have a new website which was put up kindly by someone for free for us, which is talktostars.org.uk. And visit there and you will see a bit more about what we do, and you can donate to us. It's very easy. If you're on the Just Giving sites, you can search for Stars. We're on there, and you can donate to us that way. And that is the main way that we keep going every year, and that we are able to deal with the number of children that we do every year. It's people like your listeners, people in the community, people who have been affected, or just have a sympathy with the cause, who come out and support us, and every one of them is a hero, I think.
Mm.
They support some great work.
And you do have a hero as well, another one. It's
we have a big
Trevor.
Hero. Yes.
You know, it's an example, you know, how you bring money, actually. Can you talk to our listener about his man, about Trevor, what he's going to do from tomorrow, I think, is it?
From last week.
Last week?
He's halfway.
Oh, my God. Oh. What?
I had it up for it.
Tell me more.
Well, first I should say we don't expect everyone to do this for Stars, but Trevor Stambridge is a very good friend of Stars, and he, off his own bat, planned a route from Buckingham Palace to Hunstanton to walk over 10 days, which is well over 250 miles.
Wow.
On his own, through all weathers, wearing a Stars T-shirt, raising awareness and money wherever he goes.
That's How many days it took?
10. Well, it's still going on.
He's
6 days in. He's walked an average of about 25 miles a day so far. He's currently at Great Yarmouth, not in a pub, his last text to me said. He got huge blisters, but he's very, very positive. And he's doing it all for Stars, because he's seen the good work, he has connections with Stars, and he's an inspiration. If you go to our website again, which is talktostars.org.uk, you can see updates from Trevor on there.
And actually, he's supported as well by, you know, local community, I suppose. And
Trevor has a Just Giving page, and that's the best way to see all the different supporters he has. His numbers of supporters are in the hundreds, and he's raised close to £6,000 already. He's doing extremely well. Also, local businesses have been sending in checks just from Trevor and his reputation and just his enthusiasm to get the stars and our cause out there. And also because, I mean, who else would walk 250 miles?
Absolutely. So if you are listening to us and if you want to be involved, like Trevor, or just, you know, help our children, what is the website? Tell us again one more time, please.
Okay. Well, the STARS website is talktostars, that's all one word, .org.uk. And Trevor, if you want to support Trevor himself, and he really does deserve the support, if you just go to Just Giving and search for either STARS or search for Trevor Stanbridge, that's STANBRIDGE, you will find Trevor's page, and he and we and all the children we support will welcome your support.
Thank you very much, Jeff, for coming today on Cambridge 105. May I ask you a question, because I think you do have the answer. I will do a quick update on travel, but after that I will give, I will play actually the song. And can you tell me who had a hit with the song Michelle in 1965? Was it the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Who, or ABBA?
Tell you now?
Yeah.
It's the Beatles.
Yes! Okay, thank you very much, Jeff.
No problem.